Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you with our praise and thanks, Lord, because it is you. You do hold us fast. Everything in our life is because of you. We praise you and we worship you, for you are the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You are our God. We didn't seek you. You sought us. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you hold us fast. You'll see us to the end, Lord. And we praise you, we worship you, we adore you. And so we've come together today as a corporate body, Lord, to give you our praise, to lift up your name, because there's no name higher than yours, Jesus. We love you. Help us, Lord, to love you more deeply from our hearts, that we might praise you with our lips all day long. And may we go out in this world, Lord, and be a shining light and a witness for you, that others may be saved as well. We look for your coming, Lord. We know that you come soon, and we look for you. We wait for you, and we praise you, and we ask, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Bless Israel, and watch over her, and bring peace to Jerusalem. We pray in Jesus' name. And Father, we uplift Cal and Billy as they teach today, Lord. Open our ears to hear your words. Give us the directions that we need, and we give you all the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to thank you all for praying for my family this week. We had a tragic death in our family down in Waynesboro, and we certainly sensed your prayers this week. I appreciate that very, very much. And I also appreciate our Second Mile Brunch team. And some of you all are so full, I guess you couldn't give God some praise. Let's give him some adequate praise today. Amen. I thank you, worship team, and always appreciate folks stepping up. It takes a lot of people working together to put on a Sunday morning service. I don't know if you realize that or not, but a lot of work goes into it. So I thank you, Nikki, for helping us, and Casey, and Carter, and Josh, and Adam, and Mark, and everybody that's involved in the Sunday morning service. We are in a sermon series right now called God's Perfect Ten. We're in Exodus 20, and we're looking at the fourth commandment this morning. And the fourth commandment, you probably know, but it's the longest commandment, and it's probably the most misunderstood commandment. Arthur DeMoss, great philanthropist, once said that if you'll give God the first hour of every day, the first dime of every dollar, and the first day of every week, you'll live a rich, full life. And now, let's all stand as we honor God's word. If you can't stand again, that's all right, but you honor God's word best way you know how. And we're in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember, say that with me. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Say holy.
Holy.
6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it, you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant. Now get this, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and say this next word with me, hallowed it. Father, would you honor your holy word today? Would you bless it and use it for our good and your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God certainly has a sense of humor. I had no idea when I was preparing this this message and this sermon series that the fourth commandment would fall on fall break. But that's all right. We've got folks watching that are on vacation. We've got folks that are shut in that are watching with us today. And bless God, you're here. You are here, aren't you? Yes. All right. Now, I want to say, you remember we said early on that the first four commandments have to do with our relationship with God. And the last six have to do with our relationship with one another. And so the first four deal with our worship, our relationship with God. The first commandment tells us that we're to worship God only. Second commandment tells us that we're to worship God correctly. Third commandment tells us that we're to worship God sincerely. And this morning, it tells us that we're to worship God regularly. And so before we get going really well today, you need to know that the word Sabbath literally means rest. Rest. And you may not know this, but I've done a lot of work in this week and studying, and need to do some table setting, give you some history, and before we get into the outline and the message really of the morning. But did y'all know there are seven Sabbaths? Seven Sabbaths in the Bible. There's the initial Sabbath, which is Genesis 2:2-3. After God created the heavens and the earth in how many days? 6 days. And he what? Rested on the seventh day. The Sabbath day in Jewish history was started Friday, sundown, and it went to Saturday, sundown. So that's the first Sabbath. Second Sabbath is a temporal Sabbath. It was to be a sign. Exodus 16 and Exodus 31 tells us a sign that God would be Israel's God and they would be his people. God proved that over and over, even out in the wilderness for 40 years. Every morning, God fed them with some what I call sanctified French toast called manna. And every day except the Sabbath, manna would fall early in the morning. But on Friday morning, God told them, he said, if you will pick up that manna enough for Friday and enough for Saturday, because there ain't going to be any Saturday, then you'll have enough for both days, because they were to do no work on the Sabbath. And so just like some of us would have probably done, they garnered a little bit too much manna on Friday morning. They kept enough not for 2 days but 3 days, and then the next morning they woke to some stinking, spoiled manna. And so this was a temporal Sabbath for the Jewish people. And it's not reiterated again in your New Testament. But then thirdly, there is a festival Sabbath which took place according to Leviticus 23 on the Feast of Tabernacles and Trumpets. And they celebrated this particular Sabbath on the first day of the seventh month. A festival Sabbath that took place during this feast time. And then there was an agricultural Sabbath. Leviticus 25, they were to give the land a seven-year rest. Every 7 years they would give the land. There would be no planting, any of that stuff. And so that was an agricultural Sabbath. There was a spiritual Sabbath that Hebrews 3:4 talks about, that the people of God rest from working for their salvation. You do know we are not good enough. We cannot work our way to heaven. We can't merit our salvation. You do understand that, right? We rest in the finished work of Christ Jesus. That is the spiritual Sabbath, that Hebrews 3:4. And then there's going to be a millennial Sabbath in the thousand-year reign. And the Jews are going to reinstitute Sabbath worship during those days. Find that in Isaiah 66. And then, of course, there's an eternal Sabbath. Hebrews 4 and verse 9 talks about that the people of God will all eventually rest from their labors, their trials, their trouble, their tribulation. Somebody say amen. Amen. And so the next time somebody from some other persuasion says, do you worship on the Sabbath? You just ask them, which Sabbath are you talking about? There's seven of them, see? And here's the deal. If you're worshiping on Sabbath, on Saturday, you're worshiping on the wrong side of the cross. Now, some of y'all have asked me these questions before, so you may want to take some notes so you'll have your gun loaded next time somebody is pulling your string. You understand what I'm talking about? All right. Now, let me say this. The word Sabbath means rest. And God instituted this special day called the Sabbath after he had worked for 6 days, that great creation work. And then on the seventh day, God rested. And by the way, if God took a day off, hello, we ought to take a day off. And so the Sabbath was a special day. And he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And so the Jews, all throughout the Old Testament, the Israelites, they kept the Sabbath. And they wouldn't do any work. But by the time you get to the New Testament, guess what had happened? The religious folks, the Pharisees, had made the Sabbath a burden rather than a blessing. You couldn't fight a flea on the Sabbath. You couldn't even rescue a drowning man on the Sabbath. You couldn't even grab your false teeth and put them in because that was considered work. There was 1,521 laws or rules that had been passed to keep the Sabbath. How could you do that? Well, the answer is you can't. And so by the time you get to the New Testament, you had this burden of Sabbath keeping. And Jesus came to set us free from all that. Isn't that wonderful? Now, when is our Sabbath? When is the Christian Sabbath? Sunday. And Sunday is not the last day of the week. It's the first day of the week. And so why do we worship on Sunday? If you're taking notes, this will be good information for you. Number one, why do we worship on Sunday? Well, the Bible says that Jesus was raised from the dead, resurrection day on Sunday, the first day of the week, Mark 16:2. The disciples on resurrection Sunday, on the first day of the week, gathered for worship in the upper room on Sunday, John 20 and verse 19. The Great Commission, Matthew 28, guess what? It was given to us on the first day of the week, on Sunday. Jesus went back to heaven. His ascension happened what day? On the first day of the week. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit was given on Pentecost when? The first day of the week, on Sunday. That's right. A collection was taken up, the Bible says, every week on Sunday in the house of God, 1 Corinthians 16:2. The early church, by the time you get to Acts chapter 20, verses 6 through 9, they're worshiping on Sunday, the first day of the week. John, in that great vision, when he was given the book of the Revelation, the uncovering, the unveiling of Christ, guess when he got that? On Sunday, on the Lord's Day, he was in worship and God gave him this wonderful. And so even as God rested from his works, on the Sabbath, the believer rests in Jesus and we worship him preferably on Sunday. Now, Sunday's a work day for me. It is. Sunday afternoons, I'll have meetings and Try to make some visits sometime on Sunday afternoon. And so I try to take Saturdays to really just, So don't call me on Saturday wanting me to go do a 1900 things, okay? Because you need a day where you can rest and worship. All of us do. And if you work on Sunday, God understands that. Romans 14 says, we don't sit in judgment on people who use these days for other things, right? Y'all with me so far? Okay. So let's take a look at the Lord's Day. I mean, how do I say this nicely? God says that We're to remember the Sabbath. Our Sabbath is when? Sunday. We're to keep it holy. And we're to hallow it. But you know, as I remember, Billy, when we were going, Daddy would pile all seven of us in this old blue station wagon on Sunday mornings. And we would drive to First Baptist downtown at Clarksville. And you know what? If you look to the left, to the right, there weren't any businesses open. Not a one of them. Everything was closed. You remember the blue laws? Those of you with blue hair remember the blue laws, right? And so nothing was open on Sunday. As a matter of fact, my dad did tell me later on there was one gas station and one drugstore that was open on Sunday. And it was just open for a couple of hours. So anybody needing medicine or needing, you know, you could do that. But for the most part, everything was shut down and closed. But today, Sunday's just like any other day. It is. I mean, do I need to go into that? Somebody said yes. Thank you. It's like any other day. All the department stores are open. The grocery stores are open. Mercy me. People are shopping. You go check the soccer fields out this morning. They're full. When you get home at noon, who's playing ball? All of our professional and college teams play on Sunday. The PGA, our professional golf player, when do they play tournaments? The champ for the last day is Sunday. And I want to tell you, Sunday is just like any other day. And yet the fourth commandment says we're to honor that day and keep it holy. We're to rest from our labors and we're to worship God on that day. So what does the Word of God really have to say to it? Now, y'all can get mad at me, but I'm not the one who wrote the book. Okay? I'm just the mailman. I'm just the delivery boy. I'm just the voice piece of for God this morning. So look at, will y'all promise me one thing? I promise y'all I'll be nice. If you promise me you'll go into this with an open mind. Okay, five of you will. Okay. Help me, Jesus. I'll give you three quick points and we'll be done, okay? First of all, with our minds, we are to remember the Lord's day. Isn't that what he says there in verse 8? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it what?
Holy.
Holy. And so that word remember would have caused the Jewish people, the Israelites, to think back to Egypt. When they were in slavery, and how God had delivered them from a land of slavery and prejudice, and a land of that just oppressed them greatly, and they would remember how God delivered them not only from the Egyptian army that chased them, and they would remember the crossing of the Red Sea, and then they would remember the Mount Sinai. And when the commandments were handed down, and then they would remember for 40 years out in the wilderness, God took care of them. Every morning, they would come outside their tent and there'd be this Holy Ghost sanctified French toast on the ground, and there'd be enough for their family to eat. And then, of course, like I told you a few minutes ago, they were on Friday morning, they would get enough for 2 days because there wouldn't be any manna falling on the Sabbath because they were to rest from their labors. And yet some people, you know, tried to get 3 days' worth. And then they woke up to some stinking manna that had spoiled. The principle that God was trying to teach them with all of that was simply this. If you'll honor my day, I'll take care of the other six. And you listen to me. Let me listen. God gave us 6 days to make a living and 1 day to make a life. Do I need to say that again? God gave us 6 days to make a living and 1 day to make a life. We're to remember the Lord's day. And by the way, how many of y'all, who in here could say and think back on your life and say, you know what? God has been good to me. God has blessed me. God has been with me. God has saved me and He's kept me saved. God has delivered me from the death angel. God's delivered me from this and God's healed me. I mean, how in the world can we not take a day to with our minds to remember God's goodness? That's what we're supposed to do here today. We're to remember the Lord with our minds. And by the way, your mind needs a break too. Right? Man. Secondly, here's the second point of the outline. With our minds, we're to remember the Lord's day. With our bodies, we are to rest on the Lord's day. How many workaholics? Oh, don't. Some of y'all struggle with this because you're a workaholic. You don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know how to rest. You're already thinking about tomorrow morning. Oh, I'm talking to somebody up in here right now. Because we got a bunch of folks that work because it's godly to work, right? And so look at this again with me. 6 days, verse 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it, watch this, you shall do no work. Amen. How plain is that, brothers? How plain is that, sisters? And he says, in it you shall do no work, you nor your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your cattle, your stranger, who's within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. So, with our bodies, we are to rest on the Lord's day. Now, having said that, let me say this. You remember, when I was at seminary, the internet really started getting to rolling there in the late 80s and 90s, and technology really began to blossom and really began to go forth, and technology promised us that we're going to make your life more simple and we're going to create more time for you with all of this new technology. And so today we've got cell phones, iPhones, smartphones, tablets, desktops, laptops, earbuds, Apple Watches. We got internet, high-speed internet. I heard somebody fussing yesterday, my internet's just not fast enough. Technology has just, taken off, hadn't it? And now I want to ask you a question. How many of you today, because of technology, your life's more simple and you're not near as busy? You have time to do everything you want. I want to tell you, your mind and your body need a rest. Let me just clue you in. For those of you that think preachers work 2 hours a week, I spend the first 2 hours of my Monday mornings answering emails and texts and messages and posts and social media and memos. First 2 hours of my Monday morning, that's what I spend doing. And then I'll do that every hour this week. Or every day this week, rather. And you make appointments. You got to do interviews. You got to meet deadlines. Am I talking to anybody up in here today? And by the time Saturday rolls around, whoo! Aren't you ready for a break? Your body needs... Listen, if God took a day off, we need to take a day off. Did you know that dirt even takes a day off? The farmers rotate the crops to give the dirt, the ground, to rest. This is biblical. And by the way, the whole family's supposed to take the day off. Even the cats and the dogs. The animals. Everybody's supposed to take a day off. Now, I understand if you got to work on Sunday. We're not going to get legalistic with this stuff. But what I am here today to tell you, you need a day with your mind to remember the Lord's goodness. And you need a day that your body might be able to rest. And by the way, there's some folks listening on the internet today, Mark and Adam, and they're on vacation. And you know what? That's a good thing. It's okay to take a vacation. But you know what Diana and I will do? We'll have church even when we're on vacation on Sunday, the Lord's Day. I'll even pack up and go to another church and go visit them. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do no work on the Sabbath day. Some of y'all are thinking right now, what all the stuff you got to get done on Monday? Let that go. You know what? This just came to me. Sometimes the Holy Spirit gives you stuff you didn't know it was coming. Y'all know what this is? This is food for the Cumberland River. On Sunday, turn this stinking thing off when you get home. Turn it off. Don't answer it. Get a break from it. And yet, turn it off. Lay it down. It'll be there when you get back. Right? So with your bodies, rest on the Lord's day. Well, Brother Cal, what about Greg, I got news this morning about our buddy Gracie. And he's going downhill physically, mentally, emotionally. His daughter was catching me up this morning. And you know, after you've had your Sunday afternoon nap, I know Billy takes a nap on Sunday afternoon, I do too. Go see Gracie. Jesus helped folks on the Sabbath. He got in big trouble for it. But it's okay to go make a visit or two or make a call. Just be a blessing to somebody on the Lord's day. It's all right to do that. I think a lot of nursing homes and assisted living places are full on Sundays because that's the day people come to check on their loved ones. And that's okay. So y'all with me still? I'm glad y'all don't have rotten tomatoes. Here's the last one. With our spirit, we are to rejoice in the Lord's day. You see these trinities, these threes in the Bible. Mind, body, spirit. All three need rest. It's not enough just to rest. It's not enough just to rest from your work and play. Your spirit needs to be revived. Your spirit needs to be rejuvenated. Your spirit needs to be renewed, along with your mind and your body. This is what separates us from the animals. You have a spirit in you. It's who you are. It's what makes you love people. It's what makes you think. It's what makes you tick the way you tick. And all of that needs to be renewed. And how can you get that done? Through worship. Coming to the house of God. To be with the people of God. On God's day. You know what was so bad? I wish you could have seen me and Billy during that 7-week period when we shut the church down. With God as my witness, I don't believe I'll ever do that again. He and I both preach and teach for decisions and life change. Do you know how hard it was for us to stand up in here and there was nothing but empty seats? I'm thankful that we've got the internet presence. I am. We got folks that can't get here, and they're blessed. We got folks on vacation day, and they're with us. I'm thankful for that. But I want to tell you, for the most part, we need to be here so we can worship the Lord. together. We're going to be doing this a long time. This is the powder room. This is the practice lab. We're getting ready here for what we're going to be doing there. So our spirit needs to be renewed. And that happens on Sundays. And bless God, I'm even more radical than that. It also happens on Wednesdays. Three amens and 95 frowns. Hallelujah. I love y'all. You don't have to like me, but you do have to love me if you're my brother or sister. And so our spirits need to be renewed. Now, let's talk about the Lord's Day real quick. Sunday is to be what kind of day? A holy day. Remember, keep it holy. Isn't that what that word down there in verse 11? Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and what? Hallowed it, set it apart, sanctified it, holy. Sunday is to be a holy day. But you know what? Sunday has become fun day. Because you can go out here and do everything else you do Monday through Saturday on Sunday now. Right? I won't get into all the stuff that we do on Sunday. And by the way, Sunday has turned into sick day too. There is more backaches, headaches, hangnails, indigestion on Sunday. And amazingly, this stuff only lasts for one day. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. And here's some food for thought. The word holy, I guess it's two words. The words holy day and holiday. There's one little letter in holiday. If you take it and replace it, the Y in holy day with I, what does it become? A holiday. And that's exactly what happens when I gets involved. I think I'll go do this. I think I'll just stay right here. I think I'll sleep in until noon. I think I'll... You got my drift? All right, we'll close with this. I could go on and on with this stuff. When you've been a pastor for almost 30 years, you see all this stuff, see? And I've been there too. I'm guilty. Isaiah gives us a promise. If we will do what God's telling us to do with the Lord's day, listen to what Isaiah 58 verse 13 and 14 says. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then, listen to this, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. And here's what God will do. I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. What a great promise. If with our minds we'll remember the Lord's day, with our bodies we will rest on the Lord's day, with our spirits we will rejoice on the Lord's day, guess what God will do? He will bless you and your family. Because your family's doing it too, right? Whole family. Now, you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28? Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We are resting in Jesus this morning, brothers and sisters. We're trusting in Him and Him alone. Not only for our salvation, but for our life while we're here. And we need to give Him one day, at least one day, where He's the Lord of our life. I don't know what day that is for you, but I know what day that falls on for me. And I'll encourage you today. I want y'all to be blessed of God. He just said, I'll bless you if you'll do what I'm telling you. And I know you and your family want to be blessed. And by the way, we're under grace. We're not under the law. There's no legalism here. But bless God, we ought to be getting up on Sunday morning and shout to our families, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's just do what God tells us to do with His day. Pray with me. Pray with me. Father, I don't even begin to know the repercussions of this message and what they're going to look like, what they're going to be. But I pray, God, You'd give us the courage just to do what Your Word tells us to do. Either we believe Your Word or we don't. Either we're obedient to Your Word or we're not. So, God, please help us to get this issue right. We're living in the last days. It's been said twice already today, just before Your return. And Lord, what if You were to come on Sunday for Your church? God, touch our souls and our spirits and our hearts today. Help us, Lord Jesus. In Your name we ask it. Amen. We're always going to have a response time here at Second Mile Church. If there's a response that you need to make, that's what this prayer time's all about. If there is a decision you need to make, we'd love to pray for you and pray with you and help you to make that decision. And by the way, we've got folks at home today who are sick and can't be here. Real sick. Not headache, you know, backache, hangnail stuff. We got folks who can't be here because what a great day to pray for them. What a great day to pray for them. Resurrection Sunday. And when you leave here, you're going to be renewed. You're going to be revived. And so let's just do what God's telling us to do. Let's all stand. What are we going to sing here, y'all? Oh, come to the altar. Well, y'all come on.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.